The Bush administration invites attention to the debate about Social Security. That may be because the news from Iraq 6 weeks before the scheduled election is not good.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Dismaying is the number of people, mainly Iraqis, being killed. Perhaps even more dismaying is the increasing impunity with which the militants seem to operate. Yesterday, on a busy thoroughfare in Baghdad, gunmen not wearing masks attacked a car carrying five election officials, dragged them out of the vehicle, and killed three of them with bullets to their heads. And then they reportedly strolled down the street, brandishing their weapons, apparently oblivious to the horrified bystanders and an Associated Press photographer who was able to capture the grisly scene. John Burns of the New York Times describes Haifa Street, where it all happened, as practically enemy-held territory. Saddam Hussein, from his prison cell, has found a way of making himself heard. His lawyers were permitted to see him last week, and one of them went to Jordan to hold a news conference. He reported that Saddam had asked to be briefed on developments in the country, and when told of the plans for an election on January 30th, said the people should be wary. The ex-dictator was also quoted as urging unity. This may very well have been a signal to his adherents. For all the administration's efforts to change the subject, Iraq remains a media preoccupation. The television talk shows on Sunday were mainly about the controversy over the management of the war and the future of Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. President Bush, at his year-end news conference, having just been named as Time magazine Person of the Year, might have hoped for more attention to his election victory. But the wire service leads went to training troubles in Iraq and Rumsfeld's latest troubles. The New York Times today devoted its entire op-ed page to matters connected with Iraq. William Safire, headed for retirement next month, wrote a fantasy about what would have happened if President Bush had not ordered the invasion of Iraq and the Democrats won the election, campaigning on the slogan, "Send our boys abroad." In the real world, as they call it, Mr. Bush did send the boys and the girls abroad. And soon it may be time to dust off that word from the last century. Quagmire. This is Daniel Shore.